You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Pasha Kitavo, Yad Mitzvah, Bikurim. Mishnah brings that the way the Mitzvah is done, the first crop, the first fruits, you have to make a sign. So you have to take a gemi, that is a rubber band or string, that you tie it around the first fruit, and then you bring it to Yerushalayim. So here, first of all, the very delicate point here is to realize, wow, you Ribono Shel Olam made it happen. Hashem made it happen. Chazak Baruch, Ribono Shel Olam. That's what the nobody is all about. So now here, to explain gemi, is Rashi Tevot, Gedolim Ma'asecha Hashem. Rubber band in Hebrew means Gedolim Ma'asecha Hashem. So here, when you make a sign, so that means, wow, how did you do this? How did you do this? And that's about exactly the point in life, that we always should be surprised. Ribono Shel Olam, Chazak Baruch, how did you do this? Mashallah! Wow! But here, unfortunately, people, we are habited. You get up in the morning, Hashem, you don't see any excitement. I get up in the morning. You say, how did you do it, Hashem? You know what it is? You know, sometimes people, they have a problem with their car, right? And then say, you know, they have to overhaul the engine. So then when they overhaul the engine, first of all, it's not going to come the same. And also, they always have some screws extra. He said, what is this? He said, the company made it, you know, they put it extra in the first place. It's like the first time. But can you imagine, you get up in the morning, always the same way? Isn't that something? You put the engine back. And that's what exactly the Mishpat Bikurim is. The first Bikurim in the day is, I got up this morning. You know, we had a subject a few weeks ago that if the Sadiqim, the very special people who go through the war and they run into the circumstances, then they could not hold themselves. So Ribono Shel Olam says, okay, bring her this, that, you know, the process, and then you can be your wife, right? Why? Why? She said, no, you cannot do this, it's asur. How can you do such a thing? Why Hashem said it's okay? Huh? Why? Why Hashem says it's okay to do? Chazak Baruch. See, in Torah, there's one case, Hashem says, I know you cannot do it. One case, I know you cannot do it. So now, I give you a guideline, how to come about it. So what does that mean? That means anything in life you can do. Unless Hashem would say, no. I know you cannot do it. But there's only one thing that Hashem says, I know you cannot do it. So that means if you bring excuses, if you're not happy, so that means it's not Hashem's fault. It's your fault. Because Hashem knows at the time that you cannot do it. So Hashem says, fine, we'll make a way. We find a way. But other things, you have no excuses. You have no excuses.
So we have the excuse on that one thing?
No, you don't. No, but well, but
we
that's...
have to go to war first.
No, this is the process or whatever that is, but you know, he made a mistake and so on. But the point of matter here is that here we have a few days left to Rosh Hashanah, and that's the whole thing. That Chas V'Shalom, you cannot say, you know, I don't have the koach, I'm not able to, you know, I have to use it. There's no excuses. There's no excuses whatsoever. And we have to meshabeach, we have to show gratitude to Ribono Shel Olam for all the chassadim that he has done for us.
Amen.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.